This is Today in History, September the 11th. On this day in 1954, the Miss America pageant made its network TV debut on ABC television.
Very nice scenery they have in Atlantic City this time of year. Yes, you're right. These are finalists for the title of Miss America 1954. Everyone may be a honey, but only one can really be in the money. The winner? Well, she's 19-year-old Lee Ann Merriweather from San Francisco.
And on this day in 1967, the comedy variety program The Carol Burnett Show premiered on CBS. On this day, way back in 1297, Scottish rebels, led by William Wallace, defeated English troops at the Battle of Stirling Bridge during the First Scottish War of Independence. Wallace would later go on to be portrayed by Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart. And on this day, September 11th, 2001, Al-Qaeda strikes America. At 8:45 a.m. on a clear Tuesday morning, an American Airlines Boeing 767, loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel, crashes into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, New York. The impact left a gaping, burning hole near the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper, instantly killing hundreds of people and trapping hundreds more above on the higher floors. As the evacuation of the tower and its twin got underway, television cameras broadcasted live images of what initially appeared to be a freak accident. Then, 18 minutes later, after the first plane hit, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 appeared out of the sky, turned sharply towards the World Trade Center, and sliced into the South Tower, about the 60th floor. The collision caused a massive explosion that showered burning debris over surrounding buildings and streets below. America was under attack. The attackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, reportedly financed by Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. They were allegedly acting in retaliation for America's support of Israel, its involvement in the Persian Gulf War, and its continued military presence in the Middle East. Some of the terrorists had lived in the United States for more than a year and had taken flying lessons at American commercial flight schools. Others had slipped into the United States in the months before September 11th and acted as the muscle of the operation. The 19 terrorists easily smuggled box cutters and knives through security at three East Coast airports and boarded four flights bound for California, chosen because the planes were loaded with fuel for the long transcontinental journey. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes and took the controls, transforming the ordinary commuter jets into guided missiles. As millions watched in horror of the events unfolding in New York, American Airlines Flight 77 circled over downtown Washington and slammed into the west side of the Pentagon military headquarters just before 9:45 a.m.
Where were you when the world stopped turning? That September day.
Jet fuel from the Boeing 757 caused a devastating inferno that led to structural collapses and a portion of the giant concrete building to disintegrate. All told, 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with the 64 people on board. At 7 p.m. that night, President George W. Bush, who had spent the day being shuttled around the country because of security concerns, returned to the White House and at 9 p.m. delivered a televised address from the Oval Office.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
Terrorists struck America on American soil for the first time in epic theatrical fashion, and terrorism became a new part of the American vernacular and the American way. September 11th, 2001, on this day in history.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love.